I'm Army Sergeant Carrie Wheeler, and this is your AFN Humphreys Radio Update. It's certainly a privilege to work side by side with our allies and have the chance to learn from some of the most experienced leaders of armed forces in the world. Canadian Army Lieutenant General Derek McCulley, the United Nations Command Deputy Commander, explains the importance of our presence here.
So the impact that a multinational coalition brings to the peninsula is international legitimacy. And the fact that the different nations in the United Nations Command have and continue to commit to the safety and security of the peninsula. And I think that combined with the fact that they bring diverse perspectives makes the coalition of the United Nations Command member states a formidable one, and one that really promotes peace, but also is focused today on enforcement of the armistice and on the safety and security of the Korean people.
And he emphasizes the enrichment we receive just from working together.
In fact, just recently, we had the accession of Germany. They joined the member states to make 18 of the 22 original states back in the Korean War. Instead of challenges, I think we have to talk about opportunities, because that's what the opportunity is when you work with another nation. The opportunity to work with someone else to understand their perspective, to work with someone else to benefit from their experience and their strength, and you to share your strength with them. In fact, I think the coalitions and coming together as coalitions is about opportunity. The challenges are the fact that sometimes we don't get an opportunity to do that too often, and that the fact is we are richer together and better for it.
Be sure to download the free AFN Now app for your mobile device to catch more of our service members and allies in action and on the mission. That's your AFN Humphreys Radio Update. For more local news and information, check us out on Facebook at AFN Humphreys or listen to AFN Go, available at afnpacific.net. I'm Army Sergeant Carrie Wheeler.